In the beginning of this week's parsha, when talking about the Aron, the Torah says, "Betavos ha'aron yuabadim lo yasuru mimenu." The staves, the carrying poles, should be in the rings of the Aron and should not leave it. And Chazal darshan from here, pretty simple pashat pshat drasha, that it means even when they're not carrying the Aron, even when the Aron's sitting at rest in the Mishkan, and all the other Kalim, when they sit at rest in the Mishkan, they remove the poles, and they put them on the side till they have to carry, but there's a special gzeres kasa by the Aron, but Tabas Aron, Yobadim, Lo Yosur Rimenu, that you should always leave the staves, the poles, in the rings of the Aron, even when it's at rest. And all of the Rishonim and Achronim try to figure out what's pshat. Why would the Chumash say such a strange things that by the Shulchanim, the Nor, and the Mizbechos, and everything else, you take off the carrying parts when you're using them? But by the Aron, you leave the poles in even when you're using them. So there are some Rishonim who try to give practical, technical explanations. Says the Chinuch, it's just practical. It's very useful to have the poles there, so that if suddenly you get attacked by enemies or something, you need to run away, you'll be able to carry it without delay. Okay, it is practical to be able to have the carrying handles there to carry it without delay, but why only the Aron, not everything else? So the Chinuch says, because everything else, you know what, if it gets damaged or captured, it's not the end of the world. But the Aron is really kadosh, has the Luchas Abris in it. So therefore, you don't want the enemies to get it. You don't want it to be burnt in a fire, chas v'shalom, or an earthquake, or an avalanche. So they put the poles on so you can carry it quickly. The Chizkuni, one of the Bali Tosos, is printed in the Torat Chaim. The Chizkuni says, also, it's just convenient to be able to carry it right away in case of emergency. It says, but the other Kalim, if you left the poles, all the time you would trip over them. But since the Aron's in Kodesh Kedoshim, and you don't usually go in, you can leave the poles and no one will trip. Okay, so that's technical as Beirim of be able to carry it in case of emergency. Either it's more holy, so you need to save it. There's more of a need to save it, or there's no downside because no one will trip over the poles. However, many Mefarshim understand that there must be some symbolic message, merumas, in this halacha, and it's not just the practicalities of how to escape in time of avalanche or enemy attack. And many of the Mefarshim quote from a Medrash Lekach Tov that it symbolizes the bottom of the Aron symbolize the machazikim ba, those who support Torah. The Aron is Torah, and the Badei Ha'aron, the poles, are those who support Torah. The Torah is Talmid Chachamim, Bnei Yeshiva, who sit and learn, and the staves represent those who support, who carry the Torah, those who provide the material means necessary in order to support yeshivas and Talmid Chachamim, and those who learn Torah. And lest one think that those who learn Torah are important, and everyone else, we use them when they're useful to donate some money, and then and then don't care about them anymore, and then they lose their chashivas. No, but tabas are you abedin lo yisur mimenu. These poles never leave the Aron. As chashiv as the Aron is, whoever donates, whoever supports Talmud Torah, is always stays next to the Aron and goes with the Aron wherever it goes, and is a chelik in olam haba next to those who the Aron represents, and it's being machshiv, those who support Torah, that everyone has their tafkid. Those who learn Torah, learn. Those who support Torah. And you never separate between them, even in Olam Haba. They stay together because the zchus of supporting Torah is so great. Rav Hirsch, though, takes a different approach. And in his parish here, he goes back to the approach of the Chinuch and the Chizkuni and say, the poles are really about being able to carry it, but not technically, in case of emergency, you should be able to carry it. He says, symbolically, philosophically, it's telling us a message here. Every other kli, when you use it in the Mishkan, the normal way that it's used is in one place. It's not ready to be carried around. However, the Aron representing the Torah is always ready to be carried around, is always on the move, as it were. The Aron, even when it's at rest, is ready to be on the move. Why? Because everything represented by everything else in the Mishkan, the Avodas HaKarbonos, the Mizbeach, Avodas HaKarbonos is of tremendous sublime significance, but ultimately it's restricted to a certain place, to a certain time. We don't have it nowadays, even though we wish we did. But it's only appropriate in one place and one time, and we can't do it nowadays because it doesn't work outside of the exact right context. Likewise, there's a lot of things represented in the Mishkan and the Malchus, and there are a lot of ideas in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash which are very holy and sublime in the right time and place, but are only appropriate in one time and place. Torah, he says, is the opposite. Even though the Torah of the Aron is in the Kodesh Kedoshim, is in a very holy place, says you never take the bottom out of the Torah. You shouldn't, chas v'shalom, think that the Torah is only good for one place and can't move around. You shouldn't, chas v'shalom, think that in the right time and place you can learn Torah. But, you know, and like people used to think, in Europe you could learn Torah, back a few generations ago, but in America you can't learn Torah. Torah's only in the right time and place. You can't have Torah everywhere. Yutaka can't have Karbonis everywhere. But, right, our Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, as well as a few other great people, what was Rav Soloveitchik's big fish when he came to America? It wasn't one modern Orthodoxy or non-modern Orthodoxy or anything. His big fish when he came to America is that he thought you could learn Torah in America just like you could in Europe. He thought you could have Jewish education. He thought you could have godless Torah and lamdas, and he proved himself correct. That Torah is with the Jew wherever you go. You know, a lot of people nowadays know Europe. Yeshiva is a place for Torah, you know, but we're not so sure about outside there in the quote-unquote real world. Rav Hirsch says no. Rav Hirsch says that was Rav Hirsch's whole philosophy. Torah doesn't have to be only in the Dalet Amos of Yeshiva. Torah is everywhere in life. He says the Badim never leave the Aron because the Torah by definition is something that goes with you wherever you go and never gets left in one place. And wherever a Jew is, he can learn Torah, he can be close to the Torah, he can keep the Torah, and he can grow through the Torah. And that's why it's really throughout all the generations and centuries and millennia, we don't have Beis HaMikdash, the Torah has stayed with us. We've kept hold of this Torah wherever we go, and that's what's kept us going ad hayom hazeh.